welcome to episode 464 of Good Luck High Five.
That's right. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering. Whether you are jamming some supple.
Oh my gosh.
Whether you're jamming some super casual games of Commander or you're grinding the arena ladder, we are here for you.
I'm one of your hosts, Maria, the inventor of the supple. It's a soup for people. Made of people.
No.
Supple.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan, who will very shortly be bringing litigation against Maria for cannibalism.
Oh, I thought you were going to say copyright infringement. Like, you're like, no. I said supple. First, and I'm going to take
it here.
No, it's because it's made out of people.
It's rough when cannibalism tears a show apart. But it happens, you know? It happens to everybody.
That's what cannibalism does, if nothing else, tears things apart.
Oh, do you think Campbell's ever worries? I don't know where I'm going with this thought. Okay.
Campbell's cannibalism soup.
Yeah, like Campbellism. I just feel like there's a very thin
missed
line
opportunity
between Campbell's and cannibalism, and at some point someone's gonna cross.
Campbellism, new supple. Check it out for the holidays. On today's episode, not only are we talking about Campbell's new soup line, only for the brave.
Wow, that's one way to say it.
I'm just trying to put a positive spin on eating a soup made of people. I don't know if it can be done.
Only for the brave.
What's your tagline?
Well, we're really putting a new spin on Silence of the Lambs over here.
Sweeney Todd, get out.
Oh my God.
Cannibalism.
Was Hannibal Lecter a monster or was he the bravest person yet?
Yeah, I think we all know the true answer to that.
Okay.
Anyway, besides giving you some ideas on what to feed your family for this holiday season, on today's episode, we're going to talk all about alchemy.
That's right. It is the new standard that has hit Arena.
Yeah.
Wait, did I say the new standard?
You said the new standard, but
it's the new format that's hit Arena. Is it the new standard?
We'll see, but you could have said new standard, like the new standard, like not as a format, but just as a word.
Yeah, like the new standard for what formats are like.
Exactly.
There we go.
Yeah, it's on Arena now. You can go there and play it if you haven't logged in. You should do that to get your free packs, if nothing else.
Yes, you get a bunch of free packs.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And you can play the free Alchemy event through the 17th,
yeah,
which also, like I said, is free and gives you more packs and XP. So, it's all upside.
But if you're like, I don't know what to play on the alchemy ladder, if you're climbing that or just in the, casual queues, whatever you want to do, we've got a whole ton of alchemy deck lists to share with you. They're super cool. And we're going to go over some of the new cards that have been the most impactful straight off the bat in alchemy.
It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a brave new world.
Yeah, it seems like people are overall enjoying it more than they thought they would.
Agree.
If that's not you, maybe we can bring a little cheer to your alchemy day.
Yes.
Or you can bah humbug us all the way to the bank.
Yeah. Either one's, fine with us.
You know what?
Honestly.
Whatever's floating your boat.
Whatever scoops your soup, if you're drinking soup-le. Anyway. Before we start the show, thank you as always to everyone who supports us on patreon.com/glhfmagic. You have until the 15th to become a new patron or increase your pledge by any cent amount. It can literally be 1 cent, people. And you can join us to watch Die Hard.
Yes, we would love to see you. That is happening this Saturday.
Yes.
At 11 a.m. Central. So 9 a.m. if you're in the Pacific.
Yep.
In the ocean. If you're swimming in the ocean, just off the coast of California or Oregon or Washington.
Like you might do.
If you're in the Pacific. And hopefully not too late if you're one of our friends over in the UK or elsewhere. That's, a little bit later.
Kick off your Saturday with a sweet Christmas movie, Die Hard, for patrons.
We are super excited to watch it. Yeah. I am truly just over the moon because I love Die Hard.
Just got to get in the holiday spirit.
It is a great film. And so, come watch it with us and some other great people.
Yeah, we'd love to see you there. Patreon.com/GLHFmagic.
Thank you as well to our sponsor, Card Kingdom. Cardkingdom.com/GLHFmagic. Magic? Nope, just GLHF.
Just GLHF.
CardKingdom.com/GLHF. It is a perfect place to go if you are still last minute searching. Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness, why haven't you gotten stuff yet? It's okay. Card Kingdom will ship it to you as fast as is humanly possible, or perhaps as fast as it as is elfly possible.
Oh, perhaps.
Are they elves at Card Kingdom? They could be. That's how much joy they bring.
Look, people are saying that Card Kingdom has elves working there.
Who's saying it?
People. It's, you know, unsubstantiated, but people are saying
it. People are saying it. So
we thought we would tell you that people are saying it. So, you know,
Card Kingdom,
check them out.
Where elves work, we hear. I am going to sue you for copyright infringement also. How dare you? How dare you?
For cannibalism. Oh, well, that's fine.
Excuse me, lawyer, I need to sue my friend for cannibalism. I'm almost certain that this is the correct way to go about this.
This is how the law works.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, like, did you hear California is going to be like, if you make guns, people can now sue you to, like, you know, take advantage of the Texas abortion law. Now, soon enough, Minnesota will make a ruling that you can sue anyone who's practicing or abetting a cannibalist.
Yes. Okay, hear me out. I have a question for everybody.
Yeah.
If you are a cannibal, but you only eat people who are voluntary and still living cannibal food. Like, if you're a cannibal and you write someone and you're like,
can I have your finger?
I'll pay you $10,000 for your hand. I'm going to eat it. And that person sells you their hand for $10,000 and you eat it.
Uh-huh.
Have you committed a crime?
Ooh. I don't know if that's legal. It seems
I have literally no idea, obviously.
I don't know. It seems like it should be illegal.
It really seems like it should be.
But maybe it's not.
I don't know. If you're a lawyer who specializes
in cannibalist law,
in this kind of question, please let us know with the hashtag it's cannibalism.
I thought you were going to say, like, if they're dead, you know, and they've signed something that's like, when I die, feel free to serve me a steak.
That's also a great question. I feel like there are definitely are laws like that.
You think so?
I feel like, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Please let us know. Tweet at us with the hashtag cannibalism.
Yes. Brings us me to another question.
Yeah.
Is accepting an organ donation a kind of cannibalism?
Think about it. I mean, I don't know. It just follows. Oh, is it?
I mean, you're not eating it. The obvious answer is no, it's not.
But what if?
But what if we ask the stupid question, is it? All right.
Pull up Scribe.
Everyone calm down.
Pull up Scribe.
All right. Whoa. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
This is one of the most disgusting arts I've ever seen.
Really?
We are doing our Scryfall randomizer.
Okay.
Where we pick a random card and have the other person guess what it's all about. Maria,
I'm excited for this.
Here's the art.
Oh, this is horrifying.
This is absolutely awful. I cannot describe for you how disgusting this art is. Maria, please tell us what you're seeing.
Okay, so there is a man. It's just his head. And on top of his head is similar to like a face sucker from Alien.
Yeah,
it looks like it's sucking his brain. It's got its little arms inside his mouth.
Yeah, that's one of the most disgusting parts.
And then it's got a hand with one long nail, which is going into his ear.
Yeah, it is absolutely awful.
This is a really gross piece of art. Okay, so do you want to tell me the name or do you want me to guess the name of this card?
I'll tell you the name.
Okay.
The name is Thought Leech.
Yeah, Thought Leech. I was going to say it's got to be something like Thoughtseize, where you're taking something out of their hand. So this is going to be a black card, Thought Leech. It's 2 and a black, and it's sorcery. Cast it. You can look at your opponent's... Gosh, Thought Leech. Or is it more like Brain Maggot, which is a 1/1, which steals something until it dies? Okay, no, I already started. It's 2 to black sorcery.
Okay.
You look at your opponent's hand. You can take you can take anything. You get anything you want, even lands. And they have to discard it. You take 5 damage.
Wow. It's more expensive than Thoughtseize, and you're taking more damage.
Oh, okay.
Respect. No, I'm saying in your version.
Oh, yeah, in my version.
Maria,
It seems really bad.
It seems like you should be correct, given everything that we know.
Yes.
You could not possibly be more wrong.
Really?
Okay.
I'm shocked.
You're going to be aghast at this card.
Is this card white? Are you telling
me? It is green.
Green?
It is green for an enchantment.
What?
That says, whenever an island an opponent controls becomes tapped, you may gain one life.
What?
Does it make any sense? No. It makes absolutely no sense. It makes less sense than anything else that I can think of. I can think of unset cards that make more sense than this card.
This card makes the least sense of any Magic card I've ever seen.
It's absolutely flabbergasting. I cannot believe it.
So this is originally from
Ice Age. Yes.
This card is bizarre.
Reprinted in 7th edition.
What on earth is going on here? It's not a creature, but islands? Wow, it's a weird sideboard situation. Oh,
it is
boy.
Very strange.
Okay, this card is the most bizarre we've had yet on
it's
the randomizer.
It's one of the most bizarre things that we've had.
Wow.
All right.
Learning magic history the random way. All right, well, we've got some more gross art for you here. Let's take a look at this art, Megan. What do you see?
Okay, I see a giant, it looks like a skeleton piloting a giant underworld mech.
Did you say neck?
Mech.
Oh,
like,
mech.
Like
yeah.
Big mechanism.
Yeah.
Because it's like a little, like, he's having a wild ride.
Yeah, he is.
He's like,
he's excited.
He's made of bones. And then this mech is giant and has spines. And it looks some mashup of like both organic and a machine.
Okay. The name of this card is Nested Ghoul. So you're nesting.
Wow.
You can see it there in the art.
All right. This card is black green.
Uh-huh.
It is, wow. Okay. Well, let's see. It is black and green. I'm going to say that it is two black green.
Okay.
For a 4/3.
Uh-huh.
You can pay 5 and a black and exile another creature card from your graveyard to return it from your graveyard to the battlefield tapped.
Great guess. You're fairly close, especially on power and toughness. This is a 4/2.
Oh.
So you almost got
it. I should have known. Black green ones are always 4/2s. My bad.
But this is 3 black. This is purely a black card.
Okay.
But it does seem like it would be green black. This is a Phyrexian zombie warrior, is a creature type. So that's where you're getting the kind of mech.
Do you know what? Feel. I had a feeling. I was like, is it living weapon ish?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I almost thought that, but I was like, but those aren't ghouls, those are germs.
Yeah. So this card says, whenever a source deals damage to Nested Ghoul, create a 2/2 black Phyrexian zombie creature token.
Wow.
And the flavor text is on point with what you described. The chest cavity is cleared of useless meat. I know just what to do with the space.
Wow.
Gaiad.
Great.
Volt Priest. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Much more in line with the color pie that as we know it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We both assaulted the color pie today, honestly, with our guesses here in the randomizer.
Yeah.
But two really gruesome pieces of art.
Yes.
For the holiday season.
Pretty gross art. Happy holidays to you.
Well, Megan, it's time to talk about Elchemy, the new magic set.
Oh, man. Maria, I told Maria before this episode, I was like, what if we pronounced it Elchemy?
Just
the
whole
time
we're like Elchemy.
Just as the longest troll possible. But we couldn't do it.
We couldn't
do it. The problem is that it is just as offensive to us as it would be to anyone listening.
Can't bring myself to do it more than that one time. We're going to talk about Elchemy decks, which is a brand new format on Arena. If you haven't been there, go and check it out. Megan said there's a free event you can play in now through the 17th. Mm-hmm. You get free packs just for logging on. I've had a blast playing it so far. How about you?
Yeah, I've had a really good time. All I've done is that free event.
Yeah.
What deck did you pilot through it?
The free event, I played 2 different decks.
Ooh,
I played a mono black snow deck.
Oh.
Which was very fun.
Spicy.
And I also played a vampires deck.
Of course you did.
Because, look, this is part of the reason of Elchemy. It's shaking up standard, or quote unquote standard Elchemy.
Yeah.
You'd see what I'm saying. And I'm like, Great. Now if we're shaking things up, maybe my vampires deck is viable.
Maybe.
Yay!
Maria can play vampires to her heart's content and wins.
So it's like I wasn't even super concerned with playing the new alchemy cards, even though I did in my deck.
Yeah.
And both of them. But the primary focus for me was now I'm able to play a deck that is maybe competitive that is being crushed by the standard environment.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we haven't seen any bans since the Innistrad Championship.
Wow.
Which we were thinking about, you know.
Yeah. But maybe, like we said, like Alchemy just launched. Maybe they're kind of like,
they're like, well,
hands off, see how things roll.
Yeah, exactly. While. That's interesting to me. I just thought of that.
Yeah.
What did you play in the event?
I played mono green aggro.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Just because I was kind of like, let's see what's what.
Yeah.
I've had I really enjoyed Lupine Harbingers.
Ooh.
Is the big add to that, which is 2 green green for a 4/4 trample haste.
Oh, yes. But, yep.
You can foretell it. Its foretell cost is 4 green green, which you're like, that's a lot of mana.
Yeah.
Why is it more? And it's because it enters the battlefield with a number of +1/+1 counters on it equal to the number of turns you've started since you foretold it.
Oh, wild.
So if you foretell it on 2 and cast it on 6, it's an 8/8.
Trample.
Trample haste.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So when you saw it, when it was foretold, did you see it? Like, did it have a little tick cup?
Yeah,
on how many turns?
Yeah, on the left-hand side of the card.
Oh, that's
it
cool.
Counts the number of turns for you since you foretold it.
Wow. Everything's new in alchemy.
It's a good time, you know? And I played against some very cool decks. I think the one that stood out to me the most was someone played like a blue-red Thermo Alchemist, like Kessig Fire Breather Ping You deck.
Oh, that's cool.
That was very fun.
Yeah.
That also just had burn. It was basically burn. It just burned your face.
Yeah, and we've got a burn list in here, essentially, I mean, is what it comes down to. It's mono-red, so we'll tell you about that if burn is your speed. But yeah, we've got a whole bunch of decks to go through here, and the format is the Wild West. Nobody really knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. There's going to be an alchemy. The December qualifying weekend is alchemy,
which is absolutely wild because there's not even really metagame information on this format yet.
No, doesn't exist.
And by not really, I mean it's not there.
It's not there. So basically, all you have to go on is individual players saying, "I did well with this.
I like this deck.
There you go.
This is good. This has been good."
We won't know the shape of the format until that event happens,
which is kind of cool.
I love it.
We haven't had anything like that since Pioneer hit, and people were just like,
"Well, what do I do?
This format has not existed yet. Let's go for it."
And then some people broke it.
Yeah, they really
which
did.
I assume will also happen here at Alchemy, because that's kind of how new formats are born and what happens when they get born. We'll talk about some of the decks that we've seen that have been performing well and that are just cool.
Yeah.
So number one to talk about here is Mono Black Control from Grzegorz Kowalski, who tweeted this out. He's been known in the recent past for kind of being the herald bearer for Orzhov Control in Standard.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, it's not the greatest, but it is a fun deck.
Yeah.
So this time he's like, no. This one is seriously the best deck in Alchemy. Yeah. And I have to agree with him after playing against it on the Alchemy ladder a bunch of times. It's really, really good.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff in here. I think my favorite is it just does have 3 copies of Meat Hook Massacre.
Oh, yeah.
Card is so nice.
You gotta meat hook them.
It's so nice.
It's doing all the control things you'd want to do in a mono black deck. Meat Hook Massacre. Blood on the Snow, Lulf Spider Queen.
Great.
Classic. And ways to like get yourself to those cards with Shambling Gas to help ramp you. Deadly Dispute, Kill the Thing, Draw Cards, et cetera, et cetera.
Concealing Curtains to get stuff out of their hand. Pretty nice. So some new cards from Alchemy that are in this deck. There's Cursebound Witch.
Yes.
This is 1 black for a 1/2. When it dies, draft a card from Cursebound Witch's spellbook.
Yeah, I love this card. It's just a house. You don't want to kill it, you know, because they're just replacing it in their hand. And it's just so annoying because also this deck has cards built in to just drain you from, you know, kind of nowhere. Meat Hook Massacre being one of them.
Yeah.
The other one being Sanguine Brushstroke. This is a new alchemy card. 1 black for an enchantment. When it enters the battlefield, create a blood token and conjure a card named Blood Artist onto the battlefield.
Whoa.
Welcome, Blood Artist.
Yeah.
Whenever you sacrifice a blood token, each opponent loses 1 life and you gain 1 life. So you're going to get triggers from this, triggers from Blood Artist, triggers from your Meat Hook Massacre. Ping, 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 ping. Kill everything, Blood on the Soul. Kill everything, Meat Hook Massacre. Play a Lulf so you don't die. etc.
This is just, you know, this is a value party.
This is a value party deck. It's really, really good.
Triggers for days.
I think this is the strongest deck in Alchemy that I've come across personally.
Hot.
So that's my hot take.
Very hot.
Mono black control.
Nice. Next up, there's mono white splash teamer.
What?
Which is very funny to me. By Matthew Avignon, who played it to number 4 in Mythic.
All right.
This has, you know, lots of classic mono white hits, like Adeline, Resplendent Cather, of course, 4 copies of Thalia, 4 copies of Luminarch Aspirant.
The new version.
Yes, absolutely. Brutal Cather, Redain, God of the Worthy.
So this all sounds like a mono white deck to me.
Yeah, but then it has Helena and Elena partners.
Oh, yeah.
They are 2 green red for a legendary creature, Human Ranger, 2/3, first strike, reach. At the beginning of combat on your turn, put X +1/+1 counters on another target creature you control, where X is Helena and Elena's power. That creature gains haste until end of turn.
Very strong card.
Yep. And Glasspool Mimic is the blue.
So Glasspool Mimic is a card that you'll see showing up a bunch in these base white decks. Yeah. In Alchemy right now, because of a very fun new card, which is in this list and is in basically every mono white list, which is Inquisitor Captain.
Yes. Maria, tell us about Inquisitor Captain.
Okay, so I've been playing some base white decks in Alchemy as well, which has truly sent me in love with this card. It's a new white collected company, 3 and a white, for Human Cleric Vigilance. When it enters the battlefield, if there are 20 or more creature cards with mana value 3 or less among cards in your graveyard, hand, and library, seek 2 creature cards with mana value 3 or less. Put one of them onto the battlefield and shuffle the other back into your library.
Oh, so you're telling me that I can just Glasspool Mimic this buddy?
That's right. Hot. That's right. You reveal Glasspool Mimic with this, copy it, do it again, boom, 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 boom. You've built out your board in no time flat, and you're building out your board with great creatures like Skyclave Apparition to deal with something.
Yeah, of course.
It honestly doesn't matter. Thalia to slow them down if they have any kind of like removal that they're wanting to use. I love this card. On top of already just being a 3/3 itself, it's doing the Cocoa thing.
Yeah. It does do the Cocoa thing,
and
as you say.
And here's the thing. It never whiffs.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
A Cocoa that never whiffs.
I've whiffed on Cocoa's, you know, my fair share of times.
Yeah.
Never whiffed on an Inquisitor Captain because it's literally impossible.
You cannot. Yeah. This deck also has 2 copies of Sigardian Evangel, which is another fun new alchemy card.
Yeah, I love this card,
but
too.
This card is it's so strange. I love it. 1 and a white. When it enters the battlefield, conjure a card named Sigardian Evangel into your hand.
Just get another one.
Discard that card at the beginning of the next end step. So you have to cast it.
Yep.
When Sigardian Evangel enters the battlefield, tap target permanent you don't control.
Great.
So if you're in 6 mana, you can just play 3 of these. And
you
be
just
like,
made
here
3.
We go, here we go, here's another one. Tap
and you
3
tap,
of your things.
Tap all their stuff down.
Great.
You have a bunch of 3 ones.
Hot.
I think it's so cool. I love both of these cards. And I mean, they just feel so wonderfully white as well, which is cool because of how, you know, much we've been talking about for the last, 3 years?
Yeah.
What is white's identity in this game?
Yeah.
These two, I think, really help signify that identity for me.
Yeah,
so
for
you'll
sure.
see these cards show up multiple times in our lists because they're so strong.
Yeah. Next up, we've got a couple of deck lists that Andrea Mengucci has been trying out over on his stream. The first one, of course, is Esper.
Esperone.
It's Andrea. Of course, there's going to be an Esper list.
Absolutely.
And of course, it's going to have Holebreaker Horror.
You got to play the horror, man.
You have to play the horror.
Yep, basically.
Lots of people are playing this new alchemy card, Key to the Archive.
Yes, they are.
This is 4 mana for an artifact. It enters the battlefield tapped. When it ETBs, draft a card from Key to the Archive spellbook, then discard a card. Tap, add 2 mana in any combination of colors.
Seems very strong.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're ramping, you're getting a spell out of it also. Pretty sick.
I've seen that card show up in multiple different kinds of decks so far in Alchemy.
I mean, because it's colorless. You can just do it.
Just put it in your deck.
Yeah. There's also this fun new spell, Absorb Energy. Yeah. 1 blue instant counter target spell. Cards in your hand that share a card type with that spell perpetually gain. This spell costs 1 less to cast.
Just a nice little counter with upside, you know? Yeah,
I'm a big fan.
I mean, you would be.
I am.
This deck from Andrea in Esper is a control deck that's doing all essential control deck things. Path of Peril, sweeping the board, divide by zero, putting stuff back into the opponent's hand, counters.
Meat Hook Massacre, killing more things.
Syncopate, Juari Disruption, absorb energy. Blah, blah, blah. Plank Teferi as well.
Love it.
And Hullbreaker Horror to win the game.
Yeah. Plus you've got, of course, Divide by Zero, which also gives you access to some lessons in your sideboard.
Yeah.
Just overall, you know, good stuff.
Do you want to know my most hated card right now?
Sure.
Divide by Zero.
Wow. You know what? It's aggravating.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
It's pretty.
Because a lot of times I'll even know they have it.
Pretty brutal.
And I'm just like, what can I do?
Well, you can't do anything about it.
And I just sit here.
Like, good.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. So, yeah.
Well, I thought for sure you were going to say Hullbreaker Horror, but.
Oh, well, no. I mean, yeah. It costs 7. So I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
And I can kill it sometimes.
Although I will say, I've still been drafting a bunch. And I have had multiple drafts where I'm like, doing great now, doing great in this and game, doing great in this game. You? That or Dreadfeast Demon. Ugh. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Goodbye forever.
What can Anyways. We say? The bombs are bombs.
Yep.
In Crimson Vow. Ooh, Gruul Werewolves. Somebody piloted this list to number 808 Mythic.
That's right. Lanner.
Lanner.
And this is, I've played against this a lot. Okay. So I wanted to make sure that we got a Gruul list in here.
Sure.
Because it seems quite popular right now.
I mean, when you have a werewolf set and there isn't a good werewolf deck that comes out of it into standard, people are going to be like, excuse me, now I'm going to make it, please.
Yeah. This has Tovalar, Dire Overlord. It's like finally a home for that card, right?
Right.
It also has 4 copies of Tenacious Pup.
Cute!
Which is just very funny when someone plays this. This is a new alchemy card and you're just like, oh, now I know what's happening immediately. When Tenacious Pup enters the battlefield, you gain 1 life. When you cast your next creature spell, that creature enters the battlefield with an additional +1/+1 counter, trample counter, and vigilance counter on it.
Wow, that's great in a creature deck.
Yeah, exactly. A bunch of stuff that you want. Of course, it's playing all of the hits like Ranger Class, Arlen the Pack's Hope. Like we said, it's a home for Tovalar.
I love this pup.
Yeah, and then it's got another alchemy card, Rahilda, a Wanted Cutthroat.
Cool.
1 and a red for a first strike, 2/2 human werewolf. When Rahilda deals combat damage to a player, exile a non-land card from their library at random. During any turn you attacked with a wolf or werewolf, you may cast that card and you may spend mana as though it were any mana of any color to cast that spell.
I love it.
Yeah.
Rahilda Steel, Rahilda so, Play.
Rahilda Steel, Rahilda Play.
I mean, that 1/2 pup really does a lot of work.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And imagine like this card could come down the next turn and be a
3/3 trample vigilance. And then it's going to steal like,
that's
from
enough.
You. Oh, boy.
And Rahilda's other side, Rahilda Feral Outlaw, is a 2/2 double strike.
Gross.
Same thing.
Wow.
Except it'll happen twice. Like they'll deal combat damage twice, so they get 2 cards.
That's great. Oh man,
spicy.
I want to play this deck for sure.
Yeah. Right. It's like, and it seems pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, people have done a lot of damage real quick with this thing.
If you need to kill stuff, there's Shatter Skull Smashing, I guess. But like, basically,
you're just trying to run. You're like, I don't care. Let me run over you.
So, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yes, there's also a card that becomes very difficult to deal with, which is Volatile Arsonist.
This is one I've run up to sometimes in draft, and I'm just like, why?
Yes. This card is just like, especially in this deck, in an aggro deck where they get your life total low, and then all of a sudden you're just in dire straits.
Oh, yeah.
Because this card, Menace Haste 4/4, whenever it attacks, it deals 1 damage to each of up to 1 target creature, up to 1 target player, and or one up to 1 target planeswalker.
Oof.
Menace Haste.
I have a question for you. Do you think they could name a werewolf card in Innistrad Dire Straits?
Yes.
And it's a dire wolf on the card, obviously. And the flavor text is from a Dire Straits song. I'm just saying, think about it.
It sounds very possible when you say it like that.
So the next time you do Innistrad Wizards, that one's free.
Maria,
yes.
This is the Vamps deck that you've been playing.
Yeah, so this is the Vamps deck I alluded to when I was saying I was playing the free event.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted a Vamps deck, people.
Of course you did. I just always
play with my Vamps. So this is a classic Vamps situation that I played also in Standard, which just wasn't good enough. But I really wanted it to be. So you have your tiny little Vamps like Falconwrath Pit Fighter, Blood Tithe, Harvester, Vampire Socialite, classic. You've got Florian, which lets you basically just get cards from your library and play them based on the amount of damage. Anya, Maid of Dishonor, to throw blood tokens at their face. This is playing Sanguine Brushstroke as well. So just like the mono black deck that we saw, this helps drain people out of nowhere. And all I can say is this is what I used in the event to get to the max wins before I switched over to mono black. And it was just like, it worked.
Great.
So
it worked. What more are you asking for, man?
Like, we don't know anything about if this deck is good enough in Alchemy or whatever, but certainly no was in that event.
Anything about nobody Alchemy knows anything right now.
So like, if you just want to play the decks that you just didn't get a chance to because Standard was being beat down by stupid Epiphany decks, this is a Vampire's deck for you. Really feel. I can't. This show's rated PG.
Next up, we have Omnath Ramp.
Wow, Marrera.
Yes, none other than Doom Switch.
Oh, cool.
Maria was Maria was flabbergasted and could not believe that Omnath Locus of Creation is illegal in Alchemy.
Here we go.
Because Maria was like, it rotated out, and it just got banned out. It got banned out, but here it is in Alchemy.
It's been so long, I thought for sure Omnath was dead. No.
Omnath Locus of Creation. This is, of course, our red, green, white, blue landfall friend.
Elemental grabby fingers.
Yes, big elemental grabby fingers. And then it just plays a bunch of good cards. Mm-hmm. What else are you gonna say? Lotus Cobra to help you ramp into things. Ishkana Broodmother, which is a new alchemy card.
Cool.
Of course, Renin 7. Ishkana, 3 and a green for a 3/5 reach. Other spiders you control get +1/+2. 1 in a hybrid green black. Exile 2 cards from your graveyard. Draft a card from Ishkana Broodmother's spellbook.
I can imagine a spider having a spellbook.
Yeah, right? It holds in one of its many hands.
Into my spellbook.
It has several hands for spellbooks. It's like, here we are.
Would you like to draft a card from a spellbook?
Wow. This spider is really creepy.
Yeah, I mean, all spiders, you know.
Wow.
I would say not all spiders, but all spiders.
Very rude.
Wait, no, not Daddy Longlegs. I'm not scared of them.
They're very funny.
They're just funny. And they can't bite you because they're too fat.
Their mouths just don't work like that.
They can't do it right. Settle the Wilds is in this deck too, which is another alchemy card. 1 green for a sorcery. Seek a basic land card and put it onto the battlefield tapped. Then seek a permanent card with mana value equal to the number of lands you control.
Spicy.
That's a pretty sweet.
This is a very good card
right there.
Just go get yourself 2 cards.
Yeah.
A little ramp. A little get a spell.
A little something else as a treat.
Nice.
You can have a spell, a permanent as a treat. Thank you.
And like it can get you this Ishkana.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet. If you're ramping more, it'll get you a Renin 7.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nasty.
Nice. Oh, I forgot. It obviously can get you an Omnath.
Yeah.
There's also 1 copy of Hullbreaker Horror in here.
Why not?
Cute.
It's just like, you probably should.
Yep.
Hullbreaker Horror, you probably should.
Next up, we've got Mono Red Aggro.
Yeah, so this is what we talked about at the top of this segment. There's a new card that was previewed. That was one of the first cards that we saw previewed. Torolf's, what is it called? Torolf's Disciple.
Yeah.
Which...
Torolf's Mad Friend.
It just makes sense. This is the one that gives you lightning bolts into your deck.
Yep.
So you're going to make a red aggro deck with this card. Yeah.
3/3 haste whenever it attacks. Conjure 4 cards named Lightning Bolt into your library. Yeah. Then shuffle.
You just get them.
4.
Like, if you think you're going to live against this deck, chances are if you're playing Torolf's Disciple, you're just
already dead.
They're going to eventually top deck 5 bolts.
Yeah, this is obviously also playing Rahilda.
Yeah, makes sense.
Also playing Reckless Stormseeker.
Yep.
Which we haven't talked about much, but was a hit in the deck that Johnny Manuel Dupra came in 2nd with at the World Championship.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good card.
2 and a red for a 2/3 at the beginning of combat on your turn. Target creature you control gets +1/+1 and gains haste until end of turn.
Yeah, so it can just come on as another hasty threat. Yeah. This card I hate in this deck, but I also love I love to hate it.
Maria, tell us about it.
Town Razor Tyrant, 4/4 dragon for 4 mana, flying, When it enters the battlefield, target land you don't control loses all abilities except mana abilities and gains. At the beginning of your upkeep, this permanent deals 2 damage to you unless you sacrifice it.
Whoa.
So it turns one, you're playing against this, it turns one of your lands into something that just deals 2 to you every single turn unless you sacrifice it.
And also it gets rid of creature lands.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, oh, no, that's not a Faceless Haven.
No.
That's a land that hates you instead.
This is a land just throwing up lava into your
face.
Exactly.
This land has decided that you and it are not friends.
Yeah. I've played against this deck a couple of times. It's very funny because it just does exactly what red decks want to do. And, if, you know, I was I also screwed on mana. So then I was sitting there like just taking 2 every turn.
Ouch.
Pain. I knew pain at that moment.
Last up, there are a bunch of iterations of clerics decks going around.
Oh, for sure.
There's been Orzhov clerics, Esper clerics, and those are kind of the 2 big flavors of clerics right now.
Cleric time.
Clerics have a flavor. If you're eating Supple, they sure do.
Try a little cleric.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this clerics have been in normal standard, too, a fun deck, which is not fun enough, I guess, to be good enough to beat Epiphany.
Wow.
But here we are in Alchemy, where things are nicer for the moment, where you're playing Cleric of Life's Bond, which I love this card because it just gets big.
Yep.
Keyword gets big when you're playing clerics.
Keyword gets big. Voice of the Blessed, also keyword gets big.
Yeah, I love this card too.
It's whenever you gain life, put a +1/+1 counter on it. As long as it has 4 or more counters on it, it has flying and vigilance. And if it has 10 or more counters on it, it has indestructible.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
This deck is super fun creature deck.
Yeah.
That you can gain just a ton of life with it. It plays Inquisitor Captain, which we talked about before, which is the white collected company, which is just amazing in this deck as well, because you can get all the stuff you can get is pretty good.
Yep. And it's a cleric. It's a cleric, which is just like kind of rude. Yeah. Righteous Valkyrie, cleric. Bunch of great cards you want to play. Elite Spellbinder,
cleric.
It also has Pyre of Heroes and Aura Skyclave Hierophant.
Cool.
If you don't know about this combo, you can, Pyre of Heroes says 2, you can pay 2 mana, tap, sacrifice a creature, search your library for a creature card that shares a creature type with the sacrificed creature and has converted mana cost equal to 1 plus that creature's converted mana cost, put that card in the battlefield and shuffle. And then Aura Skyclave Hierophant says, whenever it or a cleric you control dies, return target cleric card with a lesser converted mana cost from your graveyard to the battlefield.
Yeah.
So you just get 2 cleric. You sacrifice a cleric, get 2 clerics.
Seems like a pretty good deal.
Really nice for you.
And if you're making soup out of the clerics.
Wow. You just no soup out of the clerics.
I'm just saying, you've got a pretty good business model if you're able to sack.
In this house, we do not make soup from clerics.
Sack 2, get 1. Sack 1, get 2. You can't go wrong with that business model. Yeah. That is literally 50% profits.
I don't. I feel like this isn't how a business works.
Please read my new business book, 50% profits.
I was going to say sack 1, get 2. Honestly, if that was in the business section of Barnes and Noble.
Check it out. It's in the discount. It's been discounted.
It's in the discount
already. It's in the discount bin.
So you can sack one and get 2.
They're all signed, though. They're all signed.
How?
If you have a super sweet alchemy deck that you want the world to know about, please tweet at us at GLHFMagic with the hashtag Alchemy and let us know about your deck, why it's cool, how you've been doing with it.
And if you're wondering how you hashtag Alchemy and not Alchemy, you just capitalize the CH in the middle.
Yes, accurate.
Alchemy.
It's time to say thank you to one of our sponsors, Ultra Pro.
Yeah. There, of course, has been the Secretversary Super Drop.
Yes.
Which has tons of stuff. And, of course, you can order awesome stuff based off of that Secretversary Super Drop from Ultra Pro.
Yeah. You can order last month and the 23rd of this month. They've got such incredible stuff. My personal favorite is the super drop here featuring Okan, Eye of Chaos, which is from the new Secret Lair Commander deck.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Like, look at that art. It's gorgeous.
Really cool.
And you can get it on a playmat. And we've always said, like, if the super drop's not for you, maybe you just are interested in the art.
grab one of these. You can get the whole Fibblethip
panorama.
Find Fibblethip.
I want to find Fibblethip in there.
Get a play mat where all of your opponents are just going to be very excited about finding Fibblethip.
Yeah. They won't know what you're doing in the game. They'll be too interested in finding Fibblethip. And then you'll win.
So
think about it. Strategy.
Ultra Pro, if you want to celebrate all of the awesome art on these cards.
Yeah, check them out at ultrapro.com. We also have a link in our show notes, which is our affiliate link. So use that if you want to get anything from them for the holidays or any other time that you need something cool in your magical life. Well, human beings, that's this episode of Magic the Gathering's Good Luck High Five.
Wow. Maria almost went real old school over here.
No, but did you see that smooth transition? Yeah,
very smooth.
Magic the Gathering's Good Luck High Five.
It's how we say our show every time we talk about it. Magic the Gathering's Good Luck High Five.
Yeah, that's just normal. I just said the normal thing that we always say.
Yeah, just like Cannibals Supple.
Check it out.
Cannibals
Supple.
Anyways.
It's not people. Wink. It is. That's the other motto.
Yeah.
Slogan.
It's just, and it says wink.
Yeah, it says wink.
With a little asterisk on either side. Wink. It is.
We talk about this on the upkeep this week. Check it out if you haven't listened to the upkeep recently. We've got, there's an event coming up on Arena, which is the Arena Decathlon.
Oh, yeah. It
starts this Saturday.
A ton of cool events happening.
Lots of cool events happening on Arena to close out the year. Check them out. There's definitely going to be one that you're interested in playing. And then they work their way up to the finals, which you get a full set of Kamigawa Neon Dynasty, which is pretty sweet.
Pretty wild.
That's normally like a Magic Online prize. Yeah. And now they're like, no, this is a Marina prize.
It's awesome.
Also, this Wednesday, we've got a video on our YouTube channel, which is us playing the Commander Vow decks.
And wow, is it a game?
Yes, it is.
Is it a game? It's a game. like a card can be so card, this game is so game.
This game is so game. If we don't always play Commander, but when we do, we play Commander. Check it out.
We nearly make each other cry.
It's youtube.com/goodluckhighfive. You can find it there on Wednesday. It is the most epic game of Commander I personally have ever witnessed.
It's a lot.
It's a lot using the brand new Crimson Vow Commander decks. If you want to see those
so
in action,
cute. They're really them. Cool. They're very cool.
Yeah, I think they're both super good. Yeah. So also great present ideas and what a fun video. So check that out. Become a patron before the 15th to get in on our Die Hard deal. Mm-hmm. Check out Card Kingdom and Ultra Pro for all of your magical needs.
Yeah.
And be careful what the label on your soup says.
Make sure you read it twice.